And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Suicide is a plague that vexes families of all political and ideological stripes, and you'd think it's something that we would all agree needs to be addressed with every tool and tactic at our disposal. Tragically, however, this conclusion is something that's been escaping some deeply misguided social warriors of late. Across the country, these advocates have been advancing laws that target LGBTQ people and their families for discrimination, even to the point of banning the word gay in classrooms and making it a criminal offense for parents to seek medical care for their transgender children. There are a lot of reasons to be deeply concerned about this trend, but one important reason is that laws like these and the hate and discrimination they fuel are directly linked to increased suicides for LGBTQ youth. Meanwhile, research shows that gender-affirming care for transgender youth was linked to 60% lower odds of depression and 73% lower odds of suicidal thoughts. Thus far, thank goodness, North Carolina lawmakers have resisted the push to enact such laws, and let's hope this trend continues going forward. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.